Shine a light in.
Laura Silsby sways slightly as she sings with members of the Central Valley Baptist Church. They're crowded around benches in the meet-and-greet lobby of the Boise Airport, between the glass doors of the security checkpoint and the escalators. She's back in Idaho after spending more than 3 months in a Haitian jail on charges of trying to smuggle children out of the country without documentation. Someone brought a guitar. Silsby's eyes are closed, and her right arm is raised above her head. Her left arm is tightly around the shoulders of her sister, Kim Barton. Silsby says little, but she does make a point to thank God.
God has been there with me every single day. He has given me strength and peace through every moment of this trial.
Silsby tells the reporters crowding around her the thing she looks forward to the most is spending time with her children.
I have missed them so incredibly much.
Silsby whispers to her pastor, Clint Henry, she doesn't want to answer questions today. She tells him it's a day of celebration. So Henry takes over and makes a statement, reminding listeners why Silsby went to Haiti in the first place.
We continue to keep the suffering people of Haiti in our prayers. The earthquake in Haiti in January killed more than 220,000 people and left more than 1 million homeless. They still need our help and our prayers.
Henry promises Silsby will answer questions in a few days. And Silsby leaves the airport with her mother and sister, past children from her church holding signs welcoming her home. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.